Hare Krishna. Before answering today's question, I just want to refer devotees to that video clip that I took from the news about a cashier who preaches a robber out of robbing the till. It's very interesting. It's short. It's a couple of minutes long, but it's real. And makes one think, here is this girl, very, very brave, someone standing with a gun in front of her, and she preaches to him that this isn't the religious thing to do, and better that you should take shelter of Jesus Christ and God, and he'll take care of you. Good preaching. We could ask ourselves the question, would we do the same thing if we were in similar circumstances? One needs this type of conviction and determination that this young girl has, 20 years old, it says. Okay, today's question, really good question, comes from Mahajan Prabhu's son, Radha Shyam Das, who says, in the pastime of Jai, Vijay, and the Kumaras, why is it that the devotees are cursing each other? This kind of cursing between devotees, what service, what purpose does it serve? And is it Krishna's plan? Very good question that brings to mind all kinds of other devotional aspects. And of course, yes, the cursing of devotees takes place by the Lord's plan. Krishna has some desire to fulfill. In Vaikuntha, there's no quarreling, there's no cursing, there's no anxiety. So if something similar is to be seen, then it can only happen by Krishna's special arrangement. The Lord of Vaikuntha, Lord Narayan, wanted to fight. And he wanted to fight with those. He only interacts with those who are so closely, because in fighting, practically speaking, the interaction is as intimate or as close as he has with the gopis, or his mother, or his friends. So it's a very intimate interaction. He just doesn't do it with just anybody. But with those who deep down actually are qualified and have love for him. And in order to really fight, because this type of fighting Krishna can't get in Vrindavan. He can't get the type of fighting that he gets with Jai and Vijay and form of, say, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. What is it that he doesn't get? In Vrindavan, he doesn't have that type of, he can't really go all out and fight with his associates, and they're also bound, limited by their love for him. It's mock fighting. That's the phrase that we use, mock fighting, not real fighting. So although the cowherd boys, when on one side is, that's always a picture that I really love in Nectar of Devotion, when Krishna and the younger cowherd boys are on one side, and Balaram and the elder cowherd boys are on the other, and Krishna is standing there raising his stick, challenging them. So they may attack each other, saying, "Mara, mara, kill him, kill him." But they don't have any intention of killing each other. And so they're restricted. Both the cowherd boys and Krishna are restricted as to how far they go. They go as far as boyhood sports allow them to go. But Jai and Vijay, two things. One is that they're empowered and they're as strong as the Lord is. In speaking to Uddhava, Lord Krishna says that devotees who fully surrender to him, they become empowered. They share the Lord's personal opulences. So Hiranyakashipu are become as powerful as the Supreme Lord, almost, but they become as powerful as him, so that there's a really fight. And number two is they're empowered by a hatred for the Lord. They really want to kill him. So it's for real. It's fighting for real. Unless Jai and Vijay are put into this type of illusion in the way that we're also put into the illusion, and we're envious of Krishna and we show envy towards him, how can there be a real fight? There can't really be a fight. It's only just a mock fight. So here they fight for real because they hate Lord Vishnu so much they actually want to kill him. And that gives an opportunity for the Lord to really flex his muscles. Another feature of, or two features that come to mind, is one is that I've never read in my readings from the Goswamis or anywhere else that there's any cursing takes place in Braj, in Goloka. I've read of cursing taking place in the opulent portion of Goloka Vrindavan, Goloka, where Radha and Krishna are married, and where a sense of opulence of the Lord also dominates, but not in Braj itself. So there's the example of Sridham and Radharani cursing each other. There's the example of Brinda cursing Narayan to become a Sheila, and she becoming Tulsi. There's the curse of Radharani on Biraja and Gopi. But none of this, according to the descriptions and the type of opulence that you read, none of this is actually taking place in Braj. I've yet to see where cursing actually takes place within Braj or Vrindavan. And the other is that one may say, well, does Krishna just play around with his devotees in this way? And the answer is, yes, that's the mood of pure devotion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reflects the origin of this mood of just complete dependence on Krishna when he speaks Srimati Radharani's words, And Srila Prabhupada summarized this when he came to America by saying, I'm just a puppet in your hands, you make me dance. This is pure devotional service. Yes, if Krishna wants to have us curse each other, transform us into demons and fight with us, if that brings him pleasure, then I'll accept that. It's a elevated form of devotional service, but it's the essence of pure devotional service. By all means, let Krishna be happy. Whatever it takes, whatever I have to do, that's fine. But Krishna is happy. And devotees practice this pure devotion. We go out on Sankirtan and stand in the cold. It doesn't bring us any pleasure, but it brings Krishna pleasure to see us distribute Krishna consciousness. One takes off times of risks in preaching. One accepts all kinds of austerities and so on for practicing devotional service. Austerity means that it's difficulty, voluntary difficulty. We're accepting it. Why? Because it brings pleasure to Krishna. So even practicing devotees cultivate this type of mood and mentality. So in the ultimate issue, yes, if it brings pleasure to Krishna, then I'm willing to do that. And therefore we find this example of cursing of Jai and Vijay by the Kumaras, arrangement of the Lord. I'm just a puppet in your hands. Make me dance, just make